KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen, and our sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Field of Dreams was number 6 in the Associated Press Sports Writers Favorite Movies poll. It was released back in April of 1989. It came out 2 weeks after the movie Major League premiered, 10 months after Bull Durham, and 8 months after Eight Men Out. It's a story of fathers and sons, phantoms and phenoms on an unlikely diamond in an Iowa cornfield. More than 30 years later, it still generates tears, setting loose emotions gushing like water across the fresh-cut grass. Director Phil Alden Robinson remembers a woman weeping at a test screening, and when he realized the woman worked for the studio and had already seen the movie, he knew he had something special. Major League Baseball and its umpires have worked out a salary restructure and a deal that could put instant replay on hold this season. Two people familiar with the agreement told the Associated Press that the agreement includes a 50% cut in May and nothing more this year if no games are played. The deal covers a pay structure during a coronavirus pandemic that has already delayed the start of the season. Umpires generally make between $150,000 and $450,000 a season. They had already been paid from January through April, and if even one regular season game is played this season, the umps are guaranteed about a third of their salaries. As part of the deal, MLB has the right not to use instant replays of umpires' decisions during the 2020 season. Most calls have been subject to video review since 2014, but the MLB is considering playing regular season games at spring training ballparks that are not wired for replay. And Major League Baseball owners are about to hammer out details for the upcoming amateur draft. A person familiar with the deliberations told the Associated Press owners will discuss a length for the draft next week and are likely to start the selections on the original date of June the 10th. Teams and the Players Association agreed March 26th to a deal that allowed the MLB to cut the draft from 40 rounds to as few as 5 this year and 20 next year. The reduction is part of a plan to deal with the new coronavirus pandemic that delayed the start of the season and slashed revenue. As part of the agreement, the sides agreed to leave the assigned slot values of draft signing bonuses at the same level in 2020 and 21 as they were last year. That left the total of slot values for the 10-round draft this year at $265.5 million, including $29.6 million for rounds 6 through 10. The Oakland Athletics say former minor leaguer Miguel Marte died this week of complications from COVID-19. Marte was 30, the Dominican-born first baseman, catcher, and right fielder, played in the Oakland farm system from 2008 to 12, going as far as Class A. Cleveland Indians reliever Emmanuel Clase has been suspended 80 games by the MLB for testing positive for a banned performance-enhancing drug. Clase was acquired from the Texas Rangers this winter in Cleveland's trade of a two-time Cy Young winner Corey Kluber. The hard-throwing right-hander was expected to have had a major role in the back end of the Indians' bullpen this season. Clase was 2-for-3 with a 2.31 ERA in 21 games after making his debut with the Rangers in August. In NFL news, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif has been gone from offensive line to the front line using the medical degree he earned during the off seasons with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs to help patients during the COVID-19 pandemic. Duvernay-Tardif explained it during a video interview how he had contacted the health ministry in his native Canada early on in the outbreak to see how he could help. He began making public service announcements and getting the word out about social distancing, but he soon sprang into action when it became clear that there would be a shortage of trained medical professionals. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid has spoken with cornerback Bashaud Breeland following his arrest in South Carolina. Reid said Friday that the organization will allow the legal process to play out before making any decision of its own. The 28-year-old Breeland faces 5 total charges, including resisting arrest and drug possession, after he was seen smoking marijuana in a car late on Tuesday. Breeland was released on a little more than $2,362 bond after spending 10 hours in jail. The NFL has switched its mid-May owners' meeting to promote video conferencing because of the coronavirus pandemic. The league previously canceled its annual meeting in March in Florida, where owners would have voted on potential rules changes. Those votes were expected to occur at the California meeting in 2 weeks. Among the rules to be discussed is allowing pass interference to be a part of the video review system. That rule, adopted for year one, has gotten poor reviews from coaches and players. The NFL continues to plan for a preseason and regular season as scheduled. The Jacksonville Jaguars have declined to pick up the fifth-year option in running back Leonard Fournette's rookie contract. The decision was not surprising after the team tried a deal Fournette over the last month. The former LSU star is coming off a career year. He topped 1,600 yards in scrimmage in 15 games last season, carrying 256 times for 1,152 yards and catching 76 passes for 522 yards. The Chicago Bears have signed veteran safety Tashaun Gibson to a one-year contract just 3 days after he was released from Houston. Gibson has intercepted 23 passes and returned 3 for touchdowns over 8 seasons with Cleveland, Jacksonville, and Houston. The 29-year-old Gibson had 55 tackles and 3 interceptions in his lone season with the Texans, starting 14 games before landing on the injured reserve because of a back injury. Denver Broncos star linebacker Von Miller says he tested negative for coronavirus 2 weeks after he said he had originally tested positive for the virus. The Super Bowl 50 MVP is an asthmatic and was under the care of team doctors and quarantined at his Denver area home over the past couple of weeks. Backup quarterback Nick Mullins has signed his exclusive rights tender with the 49ers. He was tendered a one-year deal in March. Mullins shows promise in place of injured quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo in 2018 and is eligible to become a restricted free agent next offseason. The Green Bay Packers have signed well-traveled defensive lineman Drevon Hester, who is joining his fourth team in as many seasons since being taken in the 2017 draft. Green Bay's only draft addition on the defensive line last week was the seventh-round selection of Miami end Jonathan Garvin. Miami Dolphins have traded former first-round draft pick Charles Harris to the Falcons for a 7-round pick in next year's draft. Harris was the 22nd player taken in the 2017 draft before recording just 3.5 sacks for Miami, including a half a sack last year. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press the Denver Broncos have declined a fifth-year contract option on left tackle Garrett Bowles. A fifth-year option for Bowles would have been worth about $11 million. Guaranteed against injury. He's logged 46 holding penalties in 48 NFL games to earn the wrath of Denver fans. And that is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, our sports report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.